All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline after spending the week in London as the Cowboys owner and general manager, we say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations on a win.
Top of the morning to you, matey.
Did it?
Let's throw another shrimp on that Barbie.
Yeah, that's Australian, but...
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it was an exciting time. We had a good time coming over here and winning a good football game, and loved it over here. People are really nice to us. Every limey I met was very kind.
I wouldn't call them that.
but some things don't change from continent to continent. Big sports excitement's the same. Spectacle of the NFL. And the Jaguars suck just as much over here as they did over there.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Tell you, after spending a whole week over there, it's obvious to me that the British people are about as interested in American football as Tony Saragusa is in Jenny Craig. Outside of those 90,000 or so in Wembley Stadium, most people didn't know who we were.
Yeah,
just walk around. Nobody stopped us for pictures or autographs or anything like that.
Well, that's probably a good thing, right?
It was. It was nice to not have the distraction and the very real possibility of me being photographed with restroom strippers. Hey, you know something? There's a big difference over here and over there in London versus America. Over. And there they call them water closet strippers. Here we call them restroom strippers.
Yeah, big difference, yeah. I guess.
Big difference. Good to see you over there, Jody. I hope you enjoyed your visit. I hope you did very much.
I did. We had a good time over there in London, Jerry. Sure did.
Good. How'd you like them women, huh?
Fine, I guess.
Yeah, I bet you liked them women over there, didn't you?
I guess. Yeah, sure.
I tell you, they dress a lot nicer over there, but they, boy, their teeth look like my granddaddy's. My goodness. And apparently they don't believe in them big chest fakers over there either. See, I like them big chest fakers on women.
Chest fakers.
You are on the air.
Well, we are now. Oh, okay, good morning to you.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Positivity, positivity.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you here. Okay. I'm sorry. I got to giggling and everything. I was just sitting here watching a little tape of the game and watching that Jaguars offense, I tell you. They were uglier than Camilla Parker Bowles, weren't they?
Okay, oh, boy, you're really into the to the England thing this morning, aren't you?
That's right. I'm really into it. I'm really. Throw another shrimp on that bar.
That's okay, that's Australian. Not an English thing.
And Jerry Jr., I don't know if you saw, he wasn't at the game.
Yeah, it was weird that he wasn't up there in your suite.
Well, he got grounded. He got grounded from going to the game. He just, I begged Gene not to let us, make us take him on a trip to begin with for the family outing. But, because he just complained the whole trip and, you know, he had to have his iPad every restaurant we was at where he could play the little matching games on there and stuff. And,
right.
And I had to buy him a t-shirt at every gift shop. He spent 7 hours one day on that London Eye, just riding it around and around and around. And Gene, because Jerry Jr. begged her, she made me pay them $100,000 to run it at about 20 times the speed so it's going around faster than a roulette wheel. While he's up there laughing his ass off, having a good time.
Didn't make him dizzy or anything?
Oh, he got sick and threw up all over his FUBU jersey, and so we had to buy him something else.
Well, it sounded like he had a good time.
Well, he did, but until he learned a lesson the hard way.
Hmm.
He snuck into that Buckingham Palace once, and he got a bayonet and a nuts from one of them toy soldiers.
It's Buckingham Palace.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't think they have bayonets, do they?
I just know they don't have guns over there. But it was a good day. Good day for our team. Even that, even the underwear thief scored a touchdown.
Yeah, Joseph Randall.
The say he was running away from them Jaguar defenders like they were Dillard security.
Man, you got all sorts of insults this morning.
I do, but I don't. And we do, but let's focus.
Okay, let's focus.
Let's do it. So how did y'all find the accommodations there?
We liked them.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, we liked everything about London.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get my bouquet? I sent over a bouquet of flowers for you guys.
No.
Bouquet? No?
Oh, you didn't get that? That's a shame. It was a cookie bouquet with some flower stuff in it and stuff like that, canned ham, things like that.
Oh, well, it's nice of you. The thought's really nice.
Just a little welcome from me, the Jones family, to you. And, hey, Gene drug me over to that that artist workshop that guy makes sky mirrors at.
Yeah.
I didn't leave there without spending another $40 million.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why she's so obsessed with this guy, but you ought to see it. It was just unbelievable. We was in his studio when he was making his latest creation, which is called something like Atmosphere Treadmill or something. I don't know what it's called.
Atmosphere Treadmill.
Yeah, and she's just over there rubbing on his shoulders, saying, oh, I bet you this made you so sore working on this. Why don't you take your shirt off?
Oh, come on.
It was just embarrassing, but I had to buy it for $40 million and get it back on the plane.
At least she likes art.
At least she likes art. That's right. And I heard which one of you said that there's the merging of football and art ought to be called fart.
That was me, Non-Jody.
Boy, I tell you, Non-Jody, you about nailed it. Because that crap she makes me buy is about stinks as bad as fart.
Okay, Jerry, there's really no need for that.
Sorry about that. I've had a few pints this morning in celebration.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Had a few pints, mainly because we didn't have to see Brandon Wheaton out there too much, huh?
Yeah, you got Tony back, and he played well.
Got old Tony back, and I tell you what, where are we playing next, Germany?
No, I think New York, actually.
Oh, we're back at New York?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's probably more foreigners in New York than there is Germany, so. Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. That's a very happy fake Jerry.